Amazon brings the UEFA Champions League.
Unbelievable!
With Tuesday's unmissable match.
Enchantingly wonderful!
World-class players.
Salah!
What a strike!
Incredible drama.
And Haaland!
History in the making.
Rice with take two!
The UEFA Champions League. It's on Prime.
Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy, customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
Have it. Absolutely. We need to talk. And we talked a little bit about it earlier, but we can rehash it now. Y'all have been on it for the last 2 years, and I told y'all not yet. And I was right. They still going to the Super Bowl. They were still winning games. But now we officially have to talk about the Kansas City Chiefs because they're not going to be able to sustain their dominance in this division. They're four. Count them, four Hall of Fame coaches potentially in this division. They ain't going to be able to get by with duct tape and staples no more. Y'all wanted 3 years for the last 3 years. I said, wait. It ain't yet. It's now. The time has come. Travis Kelce don't give a shit about none of this. He's going to marry a billionaire. Patrick Mahomes don't have any help. Xavier Worthy is not the answer. Pacheco is not the same. The defensive cornerbacks are cool, but they have no other impact players, of course, other than, I mean, the defensive line. Yes, he's still there. Chris Jones is still impactful. But it's really scary in the AFC West for the Chiefs, even though I wouldn't bet against Mahomes because he's just that good. But if any year there would be a year that they would be the throne, it's going to be this year. We need to talk about the Chiefs, and we need to talk about what the GM has done, like you said earlier, Nick, to put people in place to keep this legacy going. It feel like they done gave up. It feel like this is done. I'm going to let the Broncos or the Chargers or whoever else may be win this division. And it ain't like it was because Andy Reid was by far and ahead the best coach in this division. You got Pete Carroll. You got Sean Payton. You got Andy Reid. And you got who's the other coach in this division? Who's the last coach in this division?
Jim Harbaugh. Nigga.
Harbaugh.
Jim Harbaugh. I couldn't remember your man's name.
I couldn't remember your man's name twice.
What I'm saying is, this, from a coaching perspective, this is probably the toughest division, and Andy Reid has been able to get by being a better coach than most of the opponents in this division. So we're going to have a conversation about him now having equal competition as coaches and still being able to win game with a mediocre roster. Got to talk about the Chiefs.
Are you saying that they borderline may not make the playoffs?
Yes.
I wouldn't be as shocked.
Previous years, I would have been shocked if they didn't. But this year, if they finished like 8-9, 7-10, and didn't make the playoffs, I wouldn't be shocked.
I'll be shocked because Patty's the best quarterback I've ever seen. I'll be shocked. He hasn't. But the lowest he's ever gotten in the season is the Final Four. So my thing is this. I am right. I've been running the alarm. Y'all just now hearing the bells. You know what I'm saying?
No, you were early. They went to the Super Bowl last year.
I know. I'm just saying. I've been talking about his prime. They fucking up his prime. His prime don't mean he can't still have success. It just means that it's not going to be at the level that we expect it to be because we've seen it at the top. So my thing is moving forward. I think there needs to be an in season trade. They need to get somebody. And if not, you need to trade up next year in the draft to get somebody. Because is Jeremiah? What is Jeremiah coming out show? Because to me, that's Kansas City. That should be number one on Kansas City board. They should do whatever the hell they got to do. And says we need to get that motherfucker. Because imagine if Calvin Ridley was not Calvin Ridley. Fuck him. Calvin Johnson was with Aaron Rodgers, or if he was with, you know what I'm saying. Even though I know they said Matt Stafford, but obviously Stafford don't do shit as a quarterback by himself. He need a head coach. But if Aaron Rodgers was out there, prime Aaron Rodgers, that would have been monstrous. We need to see that with Patty. He's a fucking legend. When Joe Montana was out there, he didn't have Jerry Beans. Yeah, Jerry Rice, nigga.
and John Taylor and a good tight end. Yeah. So that's what we need to talk about.
They making the playoffs though. I'm not going that far.
I don't know.
If Patty don't make the playoffs, I'm looking at Patty different.
It ain't on him.
How ain't it?
What if he had the season? What if he has a season like that? I'm going to put it in the context for you, Mr. Bengals. What if he has a season like Joe Burrow had last year, but they don't make the playoffs? Joe Burrow could have won MVP if the team was good.
I was disappointed in Joe Burrow because he fumbled in a couple games and he fucked up.
No, that's
I was the only one that
no, I was in a couple games, bro. Look at his stats from last year. He could have won the MVP last year. Y'all was just terrible.
Is he a top five quarterback? Yes. Did he fuck up in a couple of games and may have cost us a chance to go to the playoffs last year? Yes. Yeah. Is it all on his fault? Is it all his fault that we didn't make the playoffs? No. The defense was horrible.
You don't look at Joe Burrow different though, do you?
If he don't make the playoffs this year, Lou,
I'm not gonna make the playoffs. I mean, that'll be what, 3-4 straight years, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm looking at him different if we don't make the playoffs this year. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but you looking at Patty crazy after one time not making the playoffs?
Because all I seen is greatness, Lou. If Floyd Mayweather took a loss in his career, would you not look at him differently when he was in his prime?
That's different from him balling out this season. If he ball out this season and they don't make the playoffs because he just didn't have the talent around him and the coaching was bad or something, that I don't look at Patty funny. He's still the best quarterback I ever seen.
Why are you drinking this late then, Lou? Because what you mean if we just watched that game in Brazil, like Ken said, does he look like he's about to ball out? he is throwing the why the hell we call him Hollywood Brown? And he's also throwing to a Gumby slim built wide receiver who only can run fast. This thing, he dislocated his shoulder running into his own tight end. Who does that in 2025? People try to give him a pass to us and it happens. It's football. Like, no, nigga, it's goofball.
He was looking up in the stands.
Yeah, he saw
Travis Kelce was looking upstairs.
he saw a Brazilian in the stands looking at him.
That's what it was.
Oh man. All right. Okay, well, that is that. Appreciate that.